I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, I reached out to him because we had actually been Facebook friends for quite some time because of Vicky Ray. You know,
oh, cool.
So that's how that connection. Listen, Vicky knows everybody, man. Like she knows everybody. But yeah, so that's how that worked. And I reached out to him because I wanted to see, you know, just get his perspective on what we see as fans, right? You know, us seeing the Nuggets being so great. And that's why I wanted to ask about what he thought about Nikola Jokic, right? Because it's always different from a player's perspective. We know what we see. We know what we hear. We know all these different things. And for us as fans, we see it as, oh, yeah, Jokic is the standard, essentially. But as a player, I wasn't surprised that he mentioned, you know, hey, listen, yes, I know Jokic is amazing. But listen, I played with Carmelo. I played with Allen Iverson. I kind of expected that because that's a different feel, especially for a player who was like in the trenches, you know. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Plus
sure.
Amanda played 20 to 10 years ago. It's a different era. The game is different. That's the most interesting part. I love hearing other players' opinions about our team. It's incredible. You cannot explain that to yourself. It's just their opinion matters the most to me. These are the guys that actually went through it all. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was great. That was great.
Yeah, that was something that I've been I've really been looking forward to, you know, being able to talk to a Nuggets player. Because I remember when he was on the team and you know, just to think now it's just, you know, like with us talking to them and it's just like, man, this is really cool for real.
Yeah. Another guy that was on that team, some guy named Anthony Carter.
I know
we brought him up, but now that you had mentioned that, right, like, I've seen him on Miami's bench.
You saw what I mean, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And I just want to look at him and go, na, 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 na.
Yeah.
I know that's horrible, but.
I know the story. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I remember those plays. I really remember those plays like it was yesterday. And it still kind of breaks my heart to think about those. But listen, it is a new time and everything.
That's right.
And now, like I just mentioned, the Nuggets are one win away from a championship. Now, Mati, I did want to ask you, watching the game last night while it was going on, what really stood out to you? Just watching it, like, is there anything that surprised you, like a particular player didn't do something? What stood out to you just watching the game last night?
Well, rather than just focusing on what somebody didn't do, which is I can perfectly understand that point of view and why we must discuss that, I would say what AG did and what Bruce Brown did is more important for us. What that tells me that even when, quote unquote, Jokic is struggling or Jamal is struggling to score because they still control the game. They pretty much control the game regardless, is that we've got AG to lean on or Bruce Brown to lean on. And the last game, it could be KCP or MPJ. Now, of course, the frustration with when players get into a slump and they cannot produce enough, that kind of accumulates, right, within the fans as well. But what I saw is a team that remains disciplined, remains focused, and wants this more than anything else in the world. And that's what I want to see. I will just remind everybody, we still have a game to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's still not finished.
Yeah, it's not over yet.
We know the best that it's not finished because we came back from 2-3-1 deficits.
Yeah, we did.
And a good team that struggles and that is disciplined can do that. So the next game should be the most important game. We had just a minute to discuss that every possession should be treated as the last possession, as if we are the one behind. And you can see that Malone has a gift. It's just it's his personality, his natural gift to galvanize the guys when he sees them slow down, even from half a beat, he will galvanize them. He will shout them down. He will demand discipline, and I love seeing that. I love seeing that. We have been critical of Coach Malone, everybody in their own way. I just think, and I always believe, is in his ability. If he cannot adapt on the spot, right, during the games, which the best coaches in the world do, he can do even that, but maybe not to an extent of a coach of like Spoelstra's caliber or...
Right, right.
You pick your poison. I always believe that he will have the team ready, and that's what comforts me. And I believe, even though I picked this series to go in six games, that
so did I. Yeah, six games. So Nelson had it in five. Nelson and Jack both had it in five. Yeah.
I would love them to be correct.
Yeah.
That's,
same.
That's all I gotta say. I just want them to be correct. And I want them to finish this in Denver. And I want you guys, I know, Nelson, you have the opportunity to go there now. And I want you to feel that in Denver. And I want them to beat and win a championship at home court. Absolutely. In five in Denver. And just, I want to see everybody live it. That's my hope.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I mean, I'm going to the game, as you said, and I can't believe it. Personally, that it's going to happen. I just don't see any way for Miami to win this game. I don't. I think Denver's going to be completely focused, locked in to win it at home for their fans. Miami, to me, just, I mean, look what happened last night with their guards. They got some good production from their bench, right? But Vincent, who's such a good player, 1-for-6. Strus, 0-for-4. I don't know. I just don't think they match up well. And then the Nuggets just, they don't have to have Murray or Jokic.
That is true. Be that is
the
very true.
All omnipresent for one specific game. I mean, look what Christian Brown did in the last game, and then it's AG and Bruce Brown in this game. It's a talented, you know, 7 or 8 players, excuse me, that really, you know, maybe it's Uncle Jeff's turn. You know, you just never know who is going to be
in Thomas Bryant
night. Right. Right. But I'm amazed. I thought Michael Porter had a somewhat of a bounce back game.
He didn't play bad. Just shot
bad from three. Mm-hmm. Still, he's obviously not confident right now with that shot. But he went and did other things. And I like the fact that he started, we've talked ad nauseum about this, that he started the game by driving to the basket. He's got some real awkward kind of Eurostep moves where I just wonder like what he's doing, but he did, he was effective last night. So, I mean, it's just a team effort. And KCP hit that big three at the end.
Yeah, that was a big shot.
And played, you know, really solid defense. You just have a great core. And I think we hear about Heat culture all the time, like, oh, the Heat culture of, you know, winning all these championships and Spoelstra and all this stuff. I think the Nuggets have developed this with this culture, with these veterans on this team that have really kept everybody grounded. I think we've talked about this too. Andre Jordan, Jeff Green, Ish Smith. All of those guys have brought this sense of cohesion. It's not about us. It's about the team.
Correct.
And then I think they've
accountability,
mm-hmm. like keeping everybody in a position where they know their roles. And there's a there's like a real genuine, I think, love between all of the core players. Like they really respect and love each other. From the standpoint of just being, you know, really great teammates. It's an amazing feel that you see with all championship teams when you have this kind of group, right? And so, Calvin Booth deserves just a tremendous amount of credit for bringing this group together in this way, and the fact that the real veterans have really meant a lot to the team.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You know what I'll tell you guys, man, and what makes me truly believe that this game, I mean, other than the fact that the Nuggets are a better team, but there was something that I saw last night after the game was over, right? And you saw the players in the locker room, and you saw when Michael Malone was talking to his players and giving them credit and saying, hey, listen, AG, you did well. Bruce Brown, you did well. There was nothing about the players that made me feel like they were satisfied, right? And I think that's what, for me, I'm thinking, man, you picked the perfect game to go to, because this feels like that closeout game, in my opinion. Like he said, hey, AG, you know, you did extremely well tonight. There was no overexcitement. There was no, oh, yeah, da, 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 da. No, these guys just had their head down and they, you know, they said, you know, I appreciate it. But you could tell there was still that focus, like, okay, yeah, but I just did what was needed to be done in this particular game, you know?
Right. And you could actually think about this, Jeremy. That could have been the closeout game if they wouldn't have had a poor fourth quarter.
That would have been a sweep.
They should have never given up that lead in the fourth quarter. I give Miami credit, obviously, for doing that. But even, they had a chance to tie it up on that last second shot by Jamal.
Right.
So, yeah, this could have easily been a sweep, I think. I just don't see Miami. Like, Spoelstra came out last night and said, oh, this is where our run begins and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and what other thing is he going to say, right?
But
in general terms, the series is over. And whether it happens on Monday night or the next night doesn't really matter. The Nuggets are going to win their first NBA championship. And I've always felt a little bit scared to talk about it in those terms, but there's nothing to prevent me from feeling that way right now. And I actually think I'll be there for that game. So super excited for that opportunity, obviously.
Yeah, I agree. Cool. It's, I would say it's like a healthy dose of fear, that something bad may happen. And it keeps you humble as a fan. I imagine it keeps them humble as players.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, I'm sure they think about that too, for sure.
It's done, but we still have work to do. I think we feel like we are kind of similar to them in that regard. We were not really too loud as a fandom. And once they're done, we are going to have that right to be loud and to be proud.
And you know, we will.
I absolutely agree with you.
You know that.
Yeah. I mean, just imagine our summer. I mean, it's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
We are going to talk about the games. We are going to dissect the games. that's when you really can like focus on what happened. While this is all happening, we are still a little bit, you know, day to day. We get to talk about the games after the games, but we will dissect what has been done truly and in detail after this run. I would just add that this could be, if we finish in the next game, this could be one of the most dominant playoff runs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By a player ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. He's
we will measure everything once it's done, but already the data says that this is the greatest offensive season by a player in NBA history. Mm.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Did you see Nikola after the game, Jeremy?
Yeah, when they asked him about his stats and stuff.
Why don't you tell everybody what he said?
So they asked, it was a couple of things, but obviously the whole Bruce Brown situation, that had me cracking up when they asked Jokic about, you know, obviously just Bruce Brown's play. And he was like, you know, when Bruce Brown took that step back three, he wanted to punch him. I thought that was really funny. But then, you know, they also brought up that, you know, they looked at Nikola's stat line, right? And, you know, 23, 12 and whatever. And they started bringing up names like Tim Duncan and all these different people. And he looked at the stat sheet and he was like,
I did bad.
23, 12 and 4 is special. It's almost like to say that, like, why are you even telling? He was like, okay, I guess, you know, like, because in his mind, like, he's like, dude, I didn't even play well, right? Because
It was a bad timing for him too.
Right. That's what I'm saying. For like, and you know, he doesn't really care about like stats, right? So, you know, for him to look at that stat line, and then they brought up all these different Hall of Famer names, you know, and I think that's something about Jokic that I really love, is the fact that he doesn't get wound up in all the statistics and stuff. Yeah, they look cool and they are amazing to us. But think about this. That was a bad game for him for his standards. 23, 12, and 4 is a bad game for his standards. That is career highs for a lot of people in this league.
Yeah.
A lot. You know, like that is insane. Yeah.
Come what on, did he hit? I wonder what crazy. He was from. Was he 3 for 4 from the 3-point line? I thought
he must have been. I know he at least hit 3 of them. And he
was, I thought he was
3 for 7.
Okay, I thought he was crucial. 40, I thought he was crucial in a couple of those responses where he came down and hit the 3 after they double teamed or they pressed Murray with a double team and then he was wide open. Also, the fun thing was to me to see him. He doesn't really let you in right so much his feelings, his psyche. He's kind of a little bit stoic when it comes to that. But then to see him go through the crowd and hug and kiss his brothers and
that was amazing.
And kiss his wife and just be with his family. Like that was really a really cool moment, right? Yeah. Where they just all came together. And it was also fun to see all the Nugget fans after the game yelling, "Let's go Nuggets!"
Did you see Bogey was there standing there too, Bogdanovich. So he was standing right with them. So it was like this whole group of like Serbian people. And it was like, this is awesome. Because I was like, at first, you know, like I saw him and I was like, wait. Who why does that? He look from me?
Yeah.
I was like, no way. That's not Bogey. Yeah, that's not Bogey. I was like, oh, it is Bogey. You know, so I thought that was really, really cool. And I'll tell you guys this, because I did mention this in the show in the past. Bogey is one of those players that I do wish that the Nuggets found a way to get just to have that other, you know, that other Serbian player on the team as well. And plus, I used to love watching him. I mean, he's had some really good games, even in Atlanta, and you know when they would use him.
But he's one of those players that I would not mind, you know, having coming off the bench for the Nuggets. But no, Nelson, you are absolutely correct. I thought that that was one of the coolest moments because you're watching him be with his family and you're really seeing that for him, family and friendship is actually, it actually seems to kind of conjure up those emotions more for him than even just playing basketball. Cause think about it. Look at his reaction when he saw Monte Morris, right? After game three, like when he saw, and he saw, you know, Timofey Mozgov, like earlier in the series in the tunnel, like when he sees former players and people that he knows, that's when you actually see an excited Nikola Jokic. And don't get me wrong, we saw some moments last night where he was showing emotion on the bench. Yeah. And I was like, oh yeah, this Nuggets team is it.
Yeah.
That's when I tweeted, I was like, this Nuggets team is for real. Because when you have your guy who usually, like you said, he's usually kind of just, you know, you usually don't really know how he's feeling in a moment. But he was really showing, like, I really care about this. And he was so excited. And for us as fans to watch that, that's what makes it worthwhile, in my opinion. It's awesome.
He did a hockey move, and I would I think hockey fans are out there will know what it's called, but it was a pumpernickel where he did one of these and then when Brown hit the three pointer,
he smacked the floor with the towel.
And that's fun to see, man, to see his emotion come out like that because he is so intense.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of a coach on the floor. Coach, when they get back to the bench, he doesn't always show this, but he really got animated a couple of times, and it was fun. I mean, and again, like we think it's a normal stat line or an abnormal stat line to have 23 points, but he was, I think, 50% from the field. He still controlled the game.
He did.
Jamal with his bad shooting did things in other ways. He didn't turn the ball 12 over.
12 assists, zero turnovers.
And 12 assists is pretty impressive.
Masterful.
Yeah. Thing. So, mm-hmm. He's been the first player ever to have four games. Is that correct? With 10 assists for his first four games?
Yeah. And then, you know, the 12, I think it had only been done maybe once or twice before with like, double digit assists. Yeah, 12 assists with zero turnovers. Like, that is
history. I mean,
that is insane, man.
That is insane.
Yeah, both of these guys.
I just want to ask you guys if, for example, if the Nuggets finish this in five games, could it be one of the most dominant playoff runs? I mean, I'm talking about team wise. It's not just Jokic.
Yeah, I think so.
It's basically the first series in five games, the second series was on paper, the most difficult one.
Yeah.
The third series was a sweep. Mm-hmm. And if you beat Miami in five, could that be one of the most dominant playoff runs?
It reminds me a lot of the Avalanche last year.
I can see that. Yeah.
I know. I mean, they just kind of steamrolled everyone and they were just a cohesive unit like the Nuggets are this year. We've all had our doubts during certain times. I remember at the end of the season, we were questioning what was going on. And I think the players galvanized around that idea. I really felt good about having Minnesota as our first matchup.
Yeah.
They proved to be actually pretty darn tough in retrospect.
Anthony Edwards was balling, man.
Yeah. And their two big centers did give the Joker some problems here and there, but
Needed that series when you think about it.
Correct.
For sure. Yeah, I think that was the hardest series for Nikola, for sure, because of the two giants that he had to go against. He certainly lit up the Phoenix Center. He certainly lit up Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
And he certainly has taken care of Bam, although Bam has had a really, really incredible series. Probably, I think, their best player. You can just see Miami's toast. They're Melba toast.
They don't have enough because I mean both of you guys spoke about it. Look at the Nuggets, right? Your two best players did not play well. And if you add Michael Porter into that mix in terms of his 3-point shooting, right?
you have three players who just were not as effective offensively as they usually are. But then you have Aaron Gordon, who's not really known for his offense as much. He's more so your defensive guy and your dunker. But then Bruce Brown comes off the bench, 20-plus. Like, you guys spoke about Christian Brown in the game prior, coming out, what, 15 points and being, you know, excellent defensively. Like, this is what the Nuggets are. They are a team that at any given moment, anybody can become the X factor. And I don't think Miami doesn't have enough to stop that, because the thing is, if they double team Jamal Murray, he's passing the ball too much. If you, I mean, not too much, but in terms of for their defense, like he's passing the ball a lot to combat what they're doing. You double team Nikola Jokic, he makes the pass as well. They're not double teaming anybody else for real, but everybody is making the extra pass. Aaron Gordon has had games 3, 4, 5 assists. Going back to the last series, even against the Lakers, Michael Porter had a game where he had like 5 assists. Like, all these guys are, they are buying into what's happening. They're saying, you know what? This is not just about me. This is about the team as a whole and the success and the way that we could really do something that has never been done before. It cannot be just this individual thing. And I think that is what's taking this team to the next level, because you're even seeing it. Like, just like I mentioned before, even in the locker room, you're seeing even guys like, you know, we bring it up from time to time with Thomas Bryant, but even Thomas Bryant walked into the locker room and the first thing he said, listen, don't get too excited. You still got one more, you know, like it may not be as impactful as like a Jamal Murray or a Jokic saying it, but at the end of the day, from 1 to 15, everyone has to believe that this team can win it all. And I think at this point, it feels that way because nobody is getting too excited because they know the job's not finished yet.
And here's where that – this is – I'm going to steal some thunder here. Here's where all of this is generated from one person. And it comes from the top. It comes from their best player. It comes from the best player in the NBA.
Yeah.
And I mean, just think about that. When you were starting to talk about that, I thought about that Aaron Gordon pass to Jamal Murray, where he just threads the needle on a bounce pass from the top of the key and Jamal goes up for the layup. Right. Do you remember that play in the game? And it's like, all these guys have taken a page of not being the greatest passer that Jokic is, but being a passer anyways and being more apt at being a passer. And look what Jamal's done with the 10 assists every game. And look what Aaron Gordon has become. There's a chemistry with this team and an unselfishness that just permeates the whole roster.
Yeah.
And I think that starts with our leader, the Joker. He's just so amazing and such a great personality, and I think it all comes from him.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Mattia, I know we are actually about to get out of here in a second, but I know that, and I mentioned it earlier in the show with your keeping of receipts on Twitter, and I'll tell you, I've taken some notes out of your book as well as our guy Wade. You guys have kind of shown me the way. In terms of keeping certain things ready, because I tweet a lot about the Nuggets, and I've had some people tweet me or DM me after the fact based on seeing my tweet saying, hey, you're delusional. There's no way the Nuggets are winning this game. They're not winning this, blah, 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 blah. And we've been hearing it from the start. And I'm telling you, man, I have used my screenshot option on my phone very often. And listen to me when I tell you guys this. I am just sitting down and waiting. The second that clock hits zero, when you hear Mike Breen say, and for the first time ever, the Denver Nuggets are, listen to me, as excited as I'm going to be at that very moment, I am going to be getting all my receipts out. And I got my tweet. I have tweets ready, like in my drafts, just waiting to hit send. That's all I'm doing, dude.
I cannot wait. Good night. Good night. to all the Nugget fans, or just the Nugget
fans only. Man, I don't, because right now this is what it's about. This is about us, you know. This is about us, and this is not like everybody else had their time. All the Lakers fans and all these different things, like y'all did y'all thing, and this is for all the Nuggets fans. This is the moment right now. We get to enjoy this, and when the Nuggets finally get that win and end this whole thing, and where we could really sit down and be like, wow, we really did it, you know? And I think that when that moment really hits, man, oh man, I just can't imagine. So, Mattia, is there anything that you want to say about just obviously this upcoming game before we head up out of here?
Just enjoy every moment. Keep the receipts. Don't listen to people that tell you you're petty, and we have a right to be petty. We're human beings. Yeah. We are like that. We are like each other. And enjoy every moment. Trust in this team, in this organization. They at every step they have shown us that they mean to be a winning franchise. And just like Nelson says, I think it comes mainly from Jok and our coach. They kind of found each other all those years ago, and Malone understood some things, and our other coaches in our organization. I think it will be really important to name all of them, especially after everything is done, and to give them credit, and of course all of the players and all of the coaches. Enjoy every moment. It's art. Sorry, excuse me. It's our time now. And just follow us. See you all on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Let's enjoy this, retweet each other, and let's stay in touch after the game and talk about the team. And it's been such a pleasure to follow this entire season and to spend time with you whenever we had the opportunity.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of my closing message.
Gotcha. Nelson, anything else for the people before we head up out of here?
Well, it's so fun to think about it, right? The whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know, to have Mateo on and to have all of our other guests that we've had on, and for Jack and I and for Jeremy to have a good friendship now based mm-hmm. on a basketball team.
Absolutely.
It just shows you how transcending. Beautiful.
Sorry. I want to shout out Jack. Where is he tonight? What's up?
Yeah. Jack is like with family and doing some stuff right now. So yeah.
He's excused.
He's excused. But it's been a wonderful ride. I mean, we've gone through this every step of the way with each other, and to finally be here, definitely looking forward to meeting Jeremy soon and enjoying this process even further, hopefully on Monday night. But yeah, what a great time. That's all I can say. And I'm just so proud of our team and proud of our city.
Absolutely. Listen, Denver, the city of Denver, Colorado, we deserve what's happening right now, just like we said, right? This is a long time coming. And like I told you guys before, man, I moved to Colorado for this team, man. Like that was one of the coolest things for me. I'm literally sitting in the Bahamas. I'm probably 14 years old, 14 or 15, you know, and I remember telling my dad, I'm like, one day I'm going to move to Denver. And he was like, why? I'm like, well, one, I'm a Nuggets fan, so why wouldn't I? And he was like, but that's a far place. I mean, you're living in the Caribbean right now. I'm like, I'm going to move to Denver one day. And I made that a reality in 2015 when I actually really moved to Denver. And then, you know, like I mentioned before, first year, Broncos won that championship. And listen, the Nuggets got a chance to make it happen right now. All I've been waiting for is to witness that Nuggets championship, and we are one win away. And that is just unbelievable to think about, but we're so close.
It's going to happen.
Hey, Mattia, you gotta check your mic. We can, it kind of sounds muffled. There we go. You're all good.
Sorry, better. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And I can't wait, guys. It's just, I can't wait. And I can't wait to speak to you all once it's done. It's just going to be the, I can only imagine the feeling. It's going to be great. And I would just say this, you will see something from Yoke that you haven't seen before.
Yeah.
I imagine, it's just, I imagine that scenario, that release. And I can't wait to witness that as well.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty amazing to see, you know, Jokic just show even more emotion, because, you know, when he mentioned after the Western Conference Finals that he thought that it would be bigger in that moment. Yeah. Because in my mind, all I heard was, oh, okay, so you want to feel what it feels like to win the championship. Because that's all I got from that moment, right? So this is it, guys. This is it. And for everybody that has been listening to this show for months, this has been a beautiful ride. It really has been. And I know the season is coming to an end very soon, but we will still be doing shows, you know, and of course, even with the Nuggets, which kind of crazy that they even made a trade the night of, like, you know, they're even trying to improve the team right now to even secure the 37th pick in this upcoming draft, and then like a couple picks for next year's draft, all for a first round pick in 2029. Mm-hmm. Like Calvin Booth is not playing around. Like he sees the team in the finals, and he's already saying, you know what, okay, well, I still want to improve on this, because I think he sees that a couple things may happen with, you know, Bruce Brown. A couple things are, you know, very potential things that could happen after the season is over. So he's already trying to make those moves in advance. And I think that makes me feel good.
Scouts are looking at guys.
Absolutely. Yeah, and they should, because for a team like this, you already know. You know, I just spoke about like the Broncos, because after when the Broncos won, you know, in 2015/2016, because, you know, it was February of 2016 when the championship was won. Immediately after, the Broncos lost a lot of different players to free agency and all these different things, right? But that's what happens after a team wins a championship. Usually you're not able to really keep that core. Now the Nuggets are in a very good situation because they're key guys, from the Jokic to Jamal to AG to Michael Porter, even KCP. Those guys are locked right now. So your starters are locked in. So now you just got to make sure you can kind of tinker some stuff around them to even do this again moving forward. And I think Calvin Booth has that in mind. And that right there is a testament to just him as a person. Like, he knows what this team needs, and they better hold on to Calvin Booth, man. That's all I'm saying. I like what he's been doing. And I think based on our results right now, what can you say?
Every move was on.
He's done a great job, is what you can say.
He's done a great job. That's about it, guys. So, like I said, man, for everybody that's been listening, we appreciate you guys. And, you know, we're going to end it with this. One more win. And that's all we're going to say. Go Nuggets, y'all.